ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट नंबर 16 क्वचित् गुणोऽपि दोषः स्याद् दोषोऽपि विधिना गुणः गुणदोषार्थ नियमः तद्भिदाम् एव बाधते क्वचिद् गुणोऽपि दोषः स्यात् दोषोऽपि विधिना गुणः गुणदोषार्थ नियमः तद्भिदाम् एव बाधते क्वचिद् गुणोऽपि दोषः स्यात् दोषोऽपि विधिना गुणः गुणदोषार्थ नियमः तद्भिदाम् एव बाधते दोषोऽपि विधिना गुणः गुणदोषार्थ नियमः तद्भिदाम् एव बाधते क्वचित् गुणोऽपि दोषः स्यात् दोषोऽपि विधिना गुणः गुणदोषार्थ नियमः तद्भिदाम् एव बाधते क्वचिद् गुणोऽपि दोषः स्यात् दोषोऽपि विधिना गुणः गुणदोषार्थ नियमः तद्भिदाम् माताजी क्वचिद् गुणोऽपि दोषः स्यात् दोषोऽपि विधिना गुणः गुणदोषार्थ नियमः तद्भिदाम् एव वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग क्वचित् समटाइम्स गुणः पायटी अपि इवन दोषः सिन स्यात् बिकम्स दोषः सिन अपि आल्सो विधिना ऑन द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ वैदिक इंजंक्शंस गुणः पायटी गुणदोषः टू पायटी एंड सिन अर्थ रिगार्डिंग नियमः रिस्ट्रिक्टिव रेगुलेशन तत् ऑफ देम भिदाम द डिस्टिंक्शन एवः एक्चुअली बाधते Unders. Translation and purport. Sometimes piety becomes sin and sometimes what is ordinarily sin becomes piety on the strength of Vedic injunctions. Such special rules in effect eradicate the clear distinction between piety and sin. The Lord clearly explains here that material piety and sin are always relative considerations. For example, if a neighbor's house is on fire and one chops a hole in the roof so that the trapped family may escape, one is considered to be a pious hero because of the dangerous condition. In the normal conditions, however, if one chops a hole in the neighbor's roof or breaks the neighbor's windows, he is considered a criminal. Similarly, one who abandons one's wife and children is certainly irresponsible and thoughtless. If one takes sannyas, however, and remains fixed on the higher spiritual platform, he is considered to be a most saintly person. Piety and sin, therefore, depend upon particular circumstances and are at times difficult to distinguish. According to Srila Madhvacharya, persons above the age of 14 are considered capable of distinguishing between good and bad and are thus responsible for their pious and sinful activities. Animals, on the other hand, being merged in ignorance, cannot be blamed for their offenses or praised for their so-called good qualities, which all arise ultimately from ignorance. Human beings who act like animals with the idea that one should not feel any guilt but should do whatever one likes will certainly take birth as animals absorbed in ignorance. And there are other foolish people who, observing the relativity of material piety and sin, conclude that there is no absolute good. It should be understood, however, that Krishna consciousness is absolutely good because it involves complete obedience to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Absolute Truth, whose goodness is eternal and absolute. Those who are inclined to study material piety and sin ultimately experience frustration due to the relativity and variability of the subject matter. One should therefore come to the transcendental platform of Krishna consciousness, which is valid and perfect in all circumstances. Om Ajnana Timiranthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. In the purport, disciples of Prabhupada highlights various points regarding this piety and sin. How many times we have not heard this sentence, piety and sin? From the very birth we are hearing this, right? Punya pap, punya pap. What is actually, what is real punya and pap? The first thing in the purport is highlighted that if certain situation is there, like here it is said that if the neighbor's house is caught on fire, then the neighbor of his can do anything to save them, and it is considered as a help. But even normal condition, if he even breaks the windows, then it is very like situation of fight. I remember a few years back, one of the brahmachari, Raghupati Prabhu, he had an heart attack in the night, and then he was hospitalized, and practically he was been declared dead. Actually, his heart was not pumping at all. And then our Dr. Achyutanand Prabhu, he did his best by punching his heart hard enough. For 5-7 minutes, he beat actually his heart, and somehow he got revived. So Raghupati Prabhu didn't ask him, why did you beat him? But if in normal condition, if he beats anybody on his chest, he can actually kill somebody. So the situation decides what actually is good and bad. There are various examples in the scriptures where apparently observed some scene, we may come across certain consideration, but at the end we may, if we see from the different angle, we may come to the different conclusion at all. In 8th canto, 3rd chapter, there is a Gajendra episode comes. The Gajendra is a king of elephant who, along with his so many wives and children and ministers, he once goes to the Trikuta mountain, and there is a very nice lake. He enjoys with his family and ministers. Very nice time. At that time he gets caught up, the crocodile in the lake, he catches this Gajendra. And the scene is shown that all the other elephants, they come on the shore and he is caught. For some time they try to rescue him, but they could not do that. And what at this helpless condition they do, as normally we see, they cry. Just imagine how many elephants must be there. So, because the king means many wives, many children, many ministers, the servants. I don't know if you have any experience of that, being into the lake or any water shore. To come out of some water body, you have to have that bank very hard enough so that you can come in immediately, quickly. So the situation here is that all the elephants are crying, and crying means there is water is pouring, and instead of helping the king to come out, what they are doing, they are making the soil more soft so that it becomes difficult for him to come out. Mostly we see that in the community where somebody is on the deathbed, then what the relatives does is the same thing. Instead of giving him some sort of help to take shelter of Krishna, they remind him or her of all the attachments he or she has. They said, oh, we will miss you in the future parties, you know. You were accompanied us in so many nice occasions, but now we will miss you. And making him feeling guilty that, oh, I'm missing something. And even the slightest, if he had some desire to sort of come out of this material entanglement and take shelter of someone who will take him, will also subside. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one episode where Shripad Madhavendra Puripad, when he was about to depart, he was served by Ishwarapuri, his disciple, very humbly, because Madhavendrapuri Pad in the last days was not able to even get up from the bed. So Ishwarpuri did all sorts of services. And Shripad Madhavendrapuri Pad was very happy that Ishwarpuri is such a nice disciple. He got so much blessings from his guru. At the same time, there was one another disciple, Ramchandrapuri. He also came, seeing that our guru is leaving the body. And at this juncture, Madhavendrapuri Pad was always absorbed in Krishna. So he was crying for Krishna. Oh Krishna, I may not get the shelter of Mathura. He was crying in a transcendental bliss. But the Ramchandrapuri did not understand what is going on. So he arrogantly advised Madhavendrapuri Pad. Oh Guru Maharaj, anyway you are going to leave. Why? What is the use of crying like this for Krishna? Take shelter of Brahman. So Madhavendrapuri Pad becomes very angry on him and he says, "You get out from here. If I die seeing your face, I will not achieve my actual destination." So this is very, very, very important. Actually, from this episode we see. Actually, what is help? The relatives provide that, oh, we are helping, we are showing our love to you. But actually it is it's the biggest disservice to that soul. Similarly, what these other animal friends elephant friends are doing this to this Gajendra. So first, for some time, actually the Gajendra uses his all strength to drag the crocodile out of the lake and save himself. But he finds that he has no strength. So he remembers his past life and he starts asking help from the Lord. He says, Madhru prapannam pasupasha vimokshanaya muktaya bhuri karunaya namolalaya swamsena sarvatanu brahman manasi pratita pratyak drishe bhagavate bharate namaste. He says, Madhru prapannam pasupasha vimokshanaya. Oh my dear Lord, you are vimokshanaya, you already mukta, always mukta. And the animal like me, who is surrendered to you, prapannam, animal like me, is asking you to help. Now you please take me out of this miserable condition. Because swamshena sarva brahman manasi pratisa, by the penary portion you are in everybody's heart, so you know all the activities. Pratyak drishe, you see everybody's activities, what they are doing, what they are going through. So I am asking you help, you please remove me from this miserable condition. So first he actually asked artho condition, where that means he's not a pure devotee, sort of this particular verse. He says, take me out. But later he gives series of verses and then he glorifies the Lord, and in that he says, the pure devotees never ask for such benediction. He says, ekantino yasya na kanchanartham. Those who are ekantino means unalloyed devotee, they never ask anything personal from the Lord. Ekantino yasya na kanchanartham vanchante yeve bhagavat prapanna. What they do? They always being surrendered to the Lord. Ati adbhutam tat charitam sumangalam gayanti ananda samudra bhanga. They always, in whatever condition they are in, they are always busy in chanting the glories of the Lord. How are the glories? He says, ati adbhutam, they are very mysterious leelas, but sumangalam, always beneficial to the living entity. So he doesn't see his condition, but he keeps himself always drowning in the ocean of nectar of the leelas of the Lord. So suddenly the change, transformation from his artho to pure devotional service. Then he immediately says, now, I don't want to leave. You know, from the timing he says, let me come out of this situation and live a normal life. Now he says, jiji vishe naham iha moya kim. Jiji vishe means, I don't want to leave. Iha means in this life, amoya kim, even in the next life also. So he says, kim in the sense, what is the value of this elephant body, antar bahishya avrata ibhayonyaha. So he says among the all the 84 lakh species of life, the elephant body might be the big, but actually it is a big covering of ignorance, he says. Ibhyonya, because antar bahishya avritya. The ignorance has covered him from internally and externally, both. So previously I was asking help, now I don't want to live. Now what I want? Ichhami kalena, na viplavasu. I want liberation from this situation altogether, so that at any point of annihilation also, this covering of ignorance does not bind me. So now see the situation. While he praying to the Lord, crocodile is also listening. So Acharya says, the crocodile goes through this. First he sees the elephant as a big feast. For so many days he can feast on his body. That's why he is using his all strength. But as he hears his prayers, he sees now he is becoming a pure devotee. So I will not leave him now. I will catch hold of his lotus feet so that I will be benefited eternally. But his grip is giving him pain. So he little bit releases him, because in the 1000 years he has already lost his strength. And now he has also lost the hope of getting out. He doesn't want to get out of it. So he just caught hold of, just like somebody holds serves the lotus feet of a pure devotee. So he catches hold. And then if you see the prayers of elephant Gajendra, it's sort of asking for the, you know, creator of the universe, maintainer, and so many prayers that all the demigods are confused. Whom he is asking for help? So Brahma, Chandra, Indra, Shiva, everybody comes. They say, who is he calling for? Who is he calling for? Who is he calling? Who? So, but Hari, who is inside everybody's heart, he rushes towards him. And then Gajendra says, so antasirasi urubalena grahita arto. So he says, drushtva garutmati harim kha upatta chakram. He sees Lord Hari, actually from the long distance he has raised his wheel, Sudarshan Chakra, who is troubling my devotee. And he sees drushtva, he is already in the arto condition, grihita, so much painful condition is there. In that, what he does? He utkshipya saras sambujakaram grihan giram aha krichran. We don't get food for 2-3 days, our voice chokes up. We can't speak. For 1000 years he has not eaten anything. So he is very in a deep trouble. He speaks the word, and by offering the lotus flower to the Lord, he says, Narayana Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. He says, my dear Lord, the master of the universe, please accept my humble obeisances. And the crocodile is now thinking that, yes, he also sees the Lord is coming. He says, now my liberation is guaranteed. And indeed, actually when Lord Hari comes, first thing he did what? He actually kills the crocodile. And the whole atmosphere is speaking about who. So he is who comes out of the crocodile. He is a Gandharva who actually got cursed by the Devala Muni. And actually he was a very beautiful person, and somehow he was caught. So even Lord gives him blessings also. So the lesson what we want to derive from this particular episode is, the mundane piety and sin, we are all actually the sort of product of material society only. You know? Right now we are in the process of purification. So these conceptions are also in that, in us, that quick result, you know? Fast. Jaldi purification kaise hota hai? If we find some process where we get advanced fastly, we'll immediately go to that line, right? So if we, and scriptures are filled with this, there are so many verses that Vina mahatpaja rajo abhishekam. If our Jadabharat says to Raghunand that there is no other way to understand the absolute truth unless you bathe yourself with the dust of lotus feet of pure devotees. Tapasa and all sorts of activities will not work. Many years back, I have seen actually two devotees fighting for each other's dust of lotus feet. I mean, they were fighting for taking dust of each other's feet, and so much so that one person actually took hold of other person's leg and started rubbing his feet on his head, and in the process he gave a jolt and he had a ligament injury. What was the result? They stopped talking to each other and the other person was limping, you know, for so many months. So, is this the way where we should take to this particular aspect of piety? So what is piety? Means in the we progress. In the sense, in mundane world, for enjoyment, better enjoyment, we move forward. But in spirituality, we move ahead. But to know absolute truth, not to become more nicely situated. So actually, if we want to take dust of lotus feet, means we have to actually please the person. If you follow the instructions, and it is not said that for everybody's lotus feet, pure devotee in the sense, you know, whoever comes and, you know, neophyte does that. They know, okay, lotus feet, get hold of them. Whatever happens, if he's angry, displeased, doesn't matter. I got the dust. So that is not the particular way where we get advanced. So activity, it may be say, oh, I am following the scriptures, I am just taking the dust of lotus feet. But the result is opposite, because the same dust can act oppositely. It can destroy somebody's spiritual life at all. That's also there. Second, this is the first one aspect. Second thing in the purport comes that few people see that there is a relativity of material piety and sin. So they come to the conclusion that there is no absolute good in this world, you know. No guilt. Let me be on my own. Many years back when I was studying, I was in hostel, so from my home it was like 2 hours journey of train. So we previously in first year we would go monthly to the, so we had pass, and then with quarterly, then in 4 years we had a sort of used to it. So even though we had a normal ticket and sometimes pass, we used to sit in the sleeper class. I mean, because, you know, uptown people are allowed. So once I was sitting, having a pass, one person came and sat before me, and he said, "Arey, idhar wo TT aata hai kya?" I said, "Yeah, obviously he will come." So he said, "But not every time he comes, right?" And I said, "I don't know. Let's see." And then after a few minutes, the TT came. And he asked me, I showed him, and he asked him where the ticket was. The ticket nahi, wo mai gaadi start, the train started and I was about to get late, so I didn't get a ticket. He said, "That's anyway, but you have to pay a fine." So at that time he got 80 rupees fine, you know, 40 rupees ticket, double of the ticket. He didn't give him slip. It was a bargain, sort of. He must have asked 200 something, so he gave 80 rupees. He had a bundle actually, note, all the fines, and he kept in pocket, and he went ahead and immediately came back and he gave him the bundle, the note of the bundle, and he said, "Arey, idhar rakho, hamare pe bhi raid ho gaya, koi to bhi aa raha hai, main baad mein lunga tumse." So he said, "Okay." He just put it, and as he went into another bogey, he took out the bundle and he removed from in front of me 80 rupees, put it in pocket, and kept the remaining bundle in his upper pocket. And then another bigger squad came, and then they went, and then he came back and said, "Nikalo paisa." So he immediately got it and got down. He didn't ask, he said thanks or something, anything. Bola, "Dekha, there is no good in, you know, sachai hai nahi idhar." He should have asked thanks me, or he should have given me personally, "Ki are tumhara fine main maaf kar deta hun." So if you see this situation, We can give always reason to this, but this is not the particular reason you can say, oh, I can go without ticket, isn't it? Few people may be corrupt, but by seeing this, people being, prompted to do such kind of sinful activity, doesn't allow us give a sort of arrangement for us to do sinful activity like that. So, the same 11th canto, Krishna says that if you get into this piety and sin, there is no way out. There is a verse comes in 20th chapter, guna dosha drishtir dosha gunes tribhaya varjitaha tu bhaya varjitaha. He says, focusing upon the material piety and sin itself is a discrepancy. You just get ahead of it. Go beyond that. Because it's all relative. We have seen so many examples. Different circumstances. We see, we just land up in a certain situation which is higher than the previous one, but for some shorter time. We again come back to the original one. So he said, we should always see to that place, that situation where it will be never be taken away from us. Tasseva heto prayatete kovido na labhyate yad upar bhramatam upiriyada. No place in this 14 planetary system can give us this situation. We will be always miserable. Whatever we hanker, whatever we have, will be taken away from us at any time, without notice. So we should never ever hanker for this particular situation of, oh, I did so much piety or something like that. How will we come to this understanding automatically? We need a guidance. We need a guru, proper guru. Same in 8th canto, we have an episode where the Bali Maharaj, he welcomes Vamandev and asks him that, what do you want? I can give you all, what do you want, charity. So he asks him charity that give me 3 steps land. So there Shukracharya, he is the guru of Bali Maharaj, says that, do not give him anything, because he will take away everything. So he said, I have already given him promise. So he said, no problem, you can take that back also. So the guru is telling disciple that, you have given promise to the Lord, you can take it back. And he gives the Shastric quote also. He says, Strishu namra vivahecha, vrityarthe prana sankate, go brahmana hitarthe himsayam, nanratam syat jugupsitam. This gives several circumstances where we can actually lie and we won't be found guilty. He says, Strishu namra vivahecha, to appease the woman, girl, or in marriage, we can speak anything, lie, but just marriage happens. Vrityarthe, earning money, prana sankate, if there is some danger for your life, you can do. Go brahmana hitarthe, for the cow protection and brahmanical culture, and for one who is himsayam, to save somebody from the enemy's attack, nanritam syat jugupsitam, falsity is not condemned. So Bali Maharaj thinks, what is the guru? What is he saying? He thinks for some time and then he says, no, actually, this is not the proper thing. He says, such a guru should be given up. So he also has a study of scripture. He says, Guru rapi valiptasya karya karya ajanataha utpat pratipanyasya parityago vidiyate. So what vidiyate? It means it has been enjoined. The instruction is there. If a guru is telling you something, not to surrender to Vishnu, then such a guru is not a guru. He is a bogus guru, he should be given up. And what is, so all, just imagine, if we, somebody comes to temple and they even touch you, they immediately do namaste, sorry, isn't it? Because they know the temple resident is very pure, offense and all, you know. The aucharika, formalities are so much. And here the Bali Maharaj, so just imagine to disobey the guru is also big thing. Giving up the guru, in the sense, the instruction of the guru, and he says, I don't follow. It's the biggest formality, biggest obcharikta. Give up that for the cause of, for the taking shelter of Krishna. That is the main, highest pious activity, in the sense, we should do, the activity we should do. So, in this episode, Bali Maharaj pleases Vamandev in such a way that Vamandev says this is the sort of Atma Nivedan, means the way someone gives up, offers everything to Lord. That is Atma Nivedan. There are very few who have come up to that state where the Bali Maharaj identifies, is an emblem of this Atma Nivedanam. And he does that irrespective of what people will say, what my guru will say, what my praja will do. I don't care. Even gopis, they say that pati sutan vaya bhratra bandhavan ati vilangyate anti achyutagatah gati vidhastavo gita mohitah kitava yoshita kastaje nishi. How can someone will not give up this for Krishna's sake? He says, pati suta anvaya. We have given up everything. The husband, the children, the ancestor, bhratra bandhavam, the elders and the bandhus, everything, because we heard Krishna is calling us. So Bali Maharaj is a man. In a human society, a man does anything, he does, people don't take it very seriously. They forget. The chastity of woman is being more seen thoroughly, right? People take it more seriously. So it is more higher than even Bali Maharaj, as when gopis don't think about anything. He says, only Krishna, whatever people say, we will see it later. Rather, we don't even mind what will happen. So that is higher than that, which is, just imagine, someone joins the Brahmacharya ashram, so the renounce order, sort of, you will say, people become very angry, the relatives, right? They say, are kitna padhaya likha hai tumko, and what sort of activity we do, because they are more concerned about the society, not about that. They say, okay, you do whatever. But people will kill us by speaking so many things. So why we are focusing on this point? Because society, we are social animals. We can't live alone. We have to hear what society will say. So the predicament of gopis, just imagine what, and the time is also not Kali Yuga. Nowadays people will not say also. They are, into their own life. Still they do that. So, the progression of our bhakti culminates in this, where we don't mind what people will say. This is the activity which will take me out of this material world. The entanglement of grip of death, or maybe the ignorance or maya, crocodile can be represented by many things. We are caught up all the time. Everybody is caught up by the crocodile. But what do we do now? Are we bound by the social customs? Or I will do it, hidden chanting or glorification of the Lord? No. Narad Muni in first canto, 6th chapter, he says, when he got the remnants from the Bhaktivedantis, and then he went to north, he saw the Lord, and then what he did, he said, nothing doing now. He says, Namani anantasya hatatra papathan guhyani bhadrani kritani chasmaran gamparyatam stushtamanagataspruha kalam pratiksham vimado vimatsara. So this is the state of Narad Muni, which should be aspired for everybody, aspired by everybody, where he says, I have only one task now. What is that? Namani Anantasya Hatatarpapatan. So Hatatarpapatan means that which is bothering to every living entity in the society, what people will say, I have given that up. Hatatarpapatan. Or the formalities of the society I have given up. And I am smuran, I am remembering the activities of the Lord. What is that? Guhyani is very mysterious activity, but Bhadrani, auspicious and very hope-giving and progressive to me, his all activities. I will keep chanting Gam Paryatams, not only in what place, I will roam whole earth and let everybody hear that. And Kalam Pratikshan. And I'm just waiting for the call comes, death comes, and I go back to God. Till the time when I have to achieve constant service of Krishna, this is my only service. And this is, in this way, he perfected his life. Last thing we'll discuss regarding this formality. One devotee was there in He's still there. He just missed Prabhupada in the sense he joined in 1978, something like that. Since 1977 Prabhupada left and he joined, and he was very enthusiastic youth, so he joined. He is in Maharashtra community. So the only seva, prominent seva in those years was, in that those years only book distribution, isn't it? No preaching as such. So everywhere the book bus will go. So one of the Prabhupada disciple was there. I mean, he's there. So he was a bus party leader. So he said, "Arey, we have gone to each and every place till now. Abhi kidhar janega?" So he said, "Oh, your place, village, we'll go to." So he said, "No, we'll go anywhere but not in my village, because my relatives will come to know what I am doing now. And they will actually kill me. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, we have given you so much knowledge, I mean, education and all this, and you are doing this." They said, no, kuch nahi, we are there. So he used this Narada Bhakti Sutra verse. He said, "Modante pitaro nrityanti devata." He said, "Arey, when a family comes to know that their son or maybe the family member is becoming devotee, they become very joyful. The ancestor starts dancing because he will deliver us." So he says, "Oh no, but they are very different people. I beg, we will not go." But still he didn't listen. And then the bus goes to their village, and as soon as they reach his house, the bus leader took the mridanga and jumped out. He says, "Gauranita," I mean, like that. And there are only two book distributors, he himself and his friend. And they said, they jumped like this, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." So he was telling me that after, I mean, just like 2010 or something, he was telling me. He said, "I was so ashamed of what will people say," because they have never seen him in the dhoti kurta at that time, you know, 1970. So he was like this, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." So his aunt, his bua came and said, "Mu dikha, thoda." I mean, we have given you education, all that. So he was actually crying, and you know, sort of thing happened. And then he gave lecture, I mean, and they packed up and they went. And then this aunt said, "We will never see you, don't show your face to me." I mean, sort of, she was very aggressive. And then later he was telling that once, when she was passing away, so she called for, "I want to meet him, call him." And then he went, and then she said, "Actually, I'm really sorry. Actually, what you are doing, that I should have done much before." She was repentant of all this act. So basically what we are discussing here is, this is the Prabhupada, the purport to this verse, Narada Bhakti Sutra, he says, "The great devotee is so dear to the Supreme Lord that his family members receive the Lord's blessing even though they may not appreciate their devotee relative." So previously the aunt didn't understand what he is doing, but Lord gives blessings. At the time of death, they understand that will give them a better birth. Because the desire is there. Certain good wishes are there. So this is the way where the overall stuff we should see a complete picture. Being social, we actually come under the social pressure. But if we keep on focusing on Acharya's commentaries and the actual absolute truth, then this aucharikta of piety and sin and will not bother us much, and will only keep sort of only focus on how this short time period which is there, where we are, nobody knows what time, I mean, we will be out of this body, right? So I was listening to His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. He said ki every second, every moment is very important, where we should see that at the end of life, our smaran should be that only Krishna's lotus feet can save me. Otherwise, all the society will give you all options. Like Ramchandra Puri, still you can do this, still you can do it. But if we have a firm focus, then we can actually on their face, such kind of people, naysayers, we can on their face say that no, actually I am very firm on this particular thing, that mundane piety and sin will keep us into this 14 planetary system, but only bhakti is the only path where everybody has to come to get out of this entanglement. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. If anybody has question, he can ask, or we'll stop. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari.